This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a lot of people going back to Monday's game. Cleveland sports enthusiasts. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 7:22 and 44 seconds for those scoring at home. Says, I blame it on Odor. Had the chance to challenge the left fielder to take the lead with Rocchio rounding third, and he held him up. Next batter grounded into a double play, and the chance to score was eliminated. I remember that very well. Am I the only one in the room who thought that Rocchio would have been dead to rights? I said in real time, I go, send him. I go, no. Now, I'll look up Riley Green's fielding because that's who was playing left field. I don't see anything bad. Like, I think any decent major league outfielder, I think would have had him by a mile.
Okay, can you look this, Mitch?
Perhaps
now,
I'm wrong.
I know we've got you doing 20 different things all at once.
And then do 21.
And then we yell at you for failing to do, you know, three of them. But is that where they showed Josh Naylor in the dugout where he was going, go? And then he goes, no. Hold. I think that was the situation. I can't remember specifically, but I thought that was the situation because there was one of those moments where I'm like, oh, Naylor's just like us. Go, everybody. No, don't go.
If there's any player on that squad that's just like us, it's Josh Naylor.
Right, so.
I mean, when guys hit home runs and he's on base, he is out there fist pumping, standing on first. Run the bases, Josh.
Yeah, and you know, Owen made a passionate plea. And I just told Owen off the air, I'm like, man, this might have been the situation where looking back, because we ended up with no runs, so it's easy to look back. But where, all right, pushing the pace, maybe you do want to gamble. Maybe you do want to force him to make a great throw. Like, man, our guy made the great throw. Our guy made the great defensive plays, you know, in those games. And two guys making great defensive plays in those games. But you want to sometimes see, would they have done it?
I just think
that we'll never know.
It was the bottom of the sixth, right? They've still got the Cy Young winner ace on the mound. One out, guy who is one of your fastest base runners. It's not. They had a situation kind of similar. Naylor was on second in the inning before. You're not sending Josh Naylor home in that situation, but you are going to, a guy like Rocchio, if Stephen Kwan was the guy on base, those are the guys that I look at and go, this is our chance to maybe change the way that this game seems to be heading right now.
And how many chances are you going to get?
And you, it's the playoffs. It's a different feel.
I'm watching the replay right now. Rocchio had just gotten to third base by the time the ball got into Green's glove. I think he could have easily thrown him out.
That's
and Josh does. Josh does like initially go like go. No. Hold up. So yeah,
I thought he would have been gunned. I mean, you could challenge it, and I know it could be the throw could be up the first baseline.
Right.
Could have, would have, should have, guys. I mean, they're professional outfielders. So more than likely, especially at that close, I don't think it was a very far throw. It was shallow left field.
I've seen professional outfielders miss that. Oh, you got to get a
and
you've
pressure.
Still got to get a skip and all that.
And there is pressure.
It's like, playoff pressure.
It does change it a little bit. You're right. You see guys all of a sudden start throwing the ball around.
The inning would have ended the same way. Let's put the pressure to him, right?
So you wanted him to try it.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you watched any 10U Avon Lake Maroon baseball last season, you know we are a pace pushing
team.
Well,
that's different. I'm always gonna
You never know, man. You get Barry Bonds, Sid Breen throw. You just never know.
I'm gonna tell you right now, Coach Kyle, he had him running this last year and I was in full support. Put that pressure on that 10-year-old. He ain't going to make that throw. And if he did, God bless the boy. We had like one put out this year because of that. I'll take those odds every time. 216-474-0092. All right, more Gardo's talk coming up. 9 o'clock, we're going to have Zach Meisel joining us on the show from The Athletic. Two-second trivia coming up at 745. And 945, there's a blast from the past that Mitch has lined up for us. He didn't tell me who. He didn't tell me what it was. He says, I'm going to love it. I says, okay, fine. Mitch, please, coming up at 945. Kevin can't do it, guys. I know you want him to do it. Ain't going to happen. At least, it shouldn't happen. Let me go around the room before I make this point. It might be dead in the water. Did you think, do you trust Ken Dorsey as a play caller? Tone.
Yes.
Taking too long. That's a no.
Yes.
Owen, do you trust Ken Dorsey as a play caller? Hemming and hawing, that's a no. Mitch.
Can't trust what I don't know much about.
There you go. What do we know about him? That he threw a fit in the press box and that he got thrown out of their facility. He was fired. I don't know if he got thrown out. It wasn't like... yeah. By the way, security, the whole thing with Robert Saleh being ushered out by security, I was like, that's kind of normal, isn't it? Security kind of follows you around. Remember when Freddie came out and his like shirt tails were hanging out and stuff? Like, oh, he wrecked something in that office when he got fired.
Not like when anyway. Stone Cold got in trouble in the back.
So I got four guys here, including myself.
I was trying to be nice.
Who can't? No, be honest. You're being nice by being honest. You don't trust him as a play caller right now because it's exactly what Mitch said. Mitch, great point. You can't trust what you really don't know, and what you've seen, the evidence of what you've seen isn't great. So I can't, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, turn play calling over because of that. And this is based on what I know, Kenny Carmen. I can't do that if I'm Kevin Stefanski because of that. And two, if I don't trust him with these ideas and these principles, how am I going to turn it over? And the third part of it, am I going to do that just to prove a point? If you're Kevin Stefanski, are you going to turn play calling over just to prove that he's a mess? Because that is a dereliction of duty. You're a head coach of a football team. That means that you're responsible for everybody on that team to try to do what? Try to win the game and do what's best for the team by trying to win the game. By trying to win the game to do what's best for it means that you are the one that is in control of that. You can't just put him in charge just to prove a point. You can do things in practice if you want to prove a point and be petty about it. You can't do that. Like the Hulk, Kevin should prove it to everybody. How? On what? In what world? If he were to do that, then this thing is dead. If he does that, it's definitely... Because remember... We think the season's in a lot of ways over. They don't. Rodney believes what he says. As much as I disagreed with him and you disagreed and everybody disagreed with him, Rodney believes what he says. And Kevin has a responsibility to do what he believes is right for a guy who sat with us in this room yesterday who's in his 13th year to try to get them as much success as possible. So if he were to just hand over play calling to a guy he doesn't trust to call those plays, or if he wants to prove a point, that would especially be worse. He is not doing his job as a head coach. He cannot do it. 216-474-0092. You have no disagreement with what I'm saying.
I think that we have seen over time Kevin Stefanski's offense can work. It just needs a quarterback that can do fun.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fundamental things in an NFL offense. And I think that's the problem. We were hoping that bringing in Ken Dorsey and getting Deshaun Watson back to the Houston days would open up parts of the offense that may not have been there. And unfortunately, we're seeing, yeah, but if you can't make the layups, if you can't even make the layups, then you can't really run any offense.
And then we say, well, run the ball more. Take some pressure off him, which, by the way, all you guys who were calling in about Kareem Hunt, I'm sorry. You guys were apparently right. That's on me. I'm not going to speak for the other guy across the table, but, yeah, 117 yards and a touchdown the other day. Oh, boy, that makes me look bad. Sorry about that, guys. If you want to run the ball more, what's Ken Dorsey known to not do? Run the ball. They didn't run the ball in Buffalo. That was one of the big things of why they got him fired. They didn't run the ball. He got in trouble for it. So are we just calling for these things because we're mad? It's okay to admit we're just mad and we want our pound of flesh. We're fans. We're allowed to do that. But I have to look for the reasons for it. And I have to look at Kevin Stefanski's responsibility to his job and to his football team, the professionals that are employed together. And that is not right as a manager. He is the one who's supposed to be in charge of this. He is the one, come hell or high water, who called the plays. And if none of us really trust Ken Dorsey to call those plays, why am I going to hand it over? Because I need evidence to figure out whether it's a Ken Dorsey problem or a Kevin Stefanski problem or a Deshaun Watson problem. He's got to try to go out there and win football games. 216-474-0092. Let me get to Josh and Berea first. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Josh.
First off, go Guards. And let's go, Cavs. Basketball right around the corner. Let's go. But to this topic, yeah, he shouldn't give a play calling. I mean, Ken Dorsey stinks, guys. I don't know what even the debate is here. I think the bigger problem is it's just we're just going to see this team go down in history as one of the dumbest franchises of all time.
Okay.
Like, that's just what it is. I mean, all right, but Ken, I'm not coming at you, but there's two logics out there now because everyone's reeling. Everyone wanted Deshaun, and now they're reeling and taking their takes and making sure they're reevaluating them. Jason Lloyd is saying Kevin had nothing to do with Deshaun Watson. It was all front office and ownership. We know how Jason Lloyd feels about Kevin Stefanski. You, for years, and I'll give you credit, have always said ownership needed convincing. They liked the guy who was here previously.
Yeah.
And they needed convincing. Okay. And I tend to agree with you because if you remember the day when Deshaun Watson came to Cleveland and he was at the press conference, Jimmy and D weren't there. AB and Kevin Stefanski were there. They weren't the ones talking about a 5-month odyssey and searching their next quarterback. AB and Kevin Stefanski were. So this is the bed you lie in. Do I think Kevin Stefanski is a good play caller? Absolutely. Do I think he actually can run more than what he normally runs? Well, go throw up that tape against Washington last week. I mean, there was a play where Deshaun Watson had 5 dudes open. Where's the film gurus at? All I saw was Odell Beckham wide open when Baker was here. Where are the film gurus at now when you have 5 receivers and
Josh, you're mad. They're saying the same thing you are. Greg Cosell saying the same thing you are.
I know now. But I'm just saying it's funny now because now we're at this point where it's just like, you just doomed your franchise. You just wasted Myles Garrett's career. You just wasted Denzel Ward's career. You just wasted Nick Chubb's career. You made this whole fan base believe in something that wasn't really there. You really think you wanted a grown-up at quarterback, ladies and gentlemen? That was the thing? Is someone acting like a grown-up on the sideline right now? Does that guy look like he has teammates? He got popped on the sideline. The team barely even rallied around him.
Well, there's one.
Come on, guys.
There's one. Josh, thank you very much.
Boy, he got crushed.
For the call.
Hey, Deshaun, go out of bounds.
My rookie.
Go out of bounds. You know where out of bounds is. You know they can't touch you once you go out of bounds. I don't know if kind of meandering over down the sidelines is going to work. That rookie killed him.
Actually got yelled
right
at
in the shoulder. In his throwing shoulder.
Mike Sanders still. I got yelled at by a boss at another place yesterday for what I said is their only way out of it. Because you know what it's going to be. I brought this up to you yesterday on the phone. I brought it up on the air. I hope you guys are watching college football. I hope you guys are watching. I hope you guys have your books out and you're dusting it off because it's been 3 years. And it's been even longer than that when you're watching one position in particular. So you might need to go get another book. I got yelled at, shouted down by a boss like I did something wrong. And I said, you know it. You've been here a long time. You're from here. And you know exactly what they'll do. This team is obsessed. The ownership is obsessed with finding a quarterback. And I'm telling you right now, since they can't afford another quarterback and they can't trade for another quarterback, if this thing goes belly up, and it looks like it will, They'll just they'll draft another quarterback in the first round this coming year.
Do you
take
get
your pick?
Do you have to take Dion with him if you get his kid? Do you get both of them?
Well, I have football
reckless
reasons.
Speculation.
And then I have other reasons why I don't think I'd want Shedeur Sanders.
See, we went from the quarterback getting all the commercials to we would have the dad of the quarterback getting all the commercials.
He already has like 10.
Yeah, well, why stop there?
God, Dion would be, Dion would be in your face every single day.
No, he'd
and
be,
then if you wouldn't let him in the building, he'd be in the media every
day. You better not boo at home.
I'm not like,
because he is coming after you.
Dion would find every media outlet. He would jump in here like a run-in, like Stone Cold back in the day. I'm telling you right now, he would barge his way into this studio.
Are you ready for on the marquee, Nick and Neon in the afternoons? Just made Keith's decision easy. Come on.
Oh, God. What am I to say? I grew up loving Deion Sanders. Am I to deny it?
The afternoon prime?
Well done. Judas Priest. You know I'm right, though.
Fine, I'm back in. Bring it
back in.
There you go. They'll just, because it's the one that they can afford, and it gives them the most hope. And by the time they're ready to pay him, You're finally off the Watson contract. I don't even think you can cut him because it's $172 million in dead cap, which is, oh my God, what a number to throw out there for everybody. But that's the guy you can afford, and that's the guy that gives you hope. The other quarterbacks you can afford ain't going to give you any hope. That ain't going to do it. But a first-round quarterback, top of the draft, hey, Jaden Daniels did it. I don't know if that's always going to be the case because it just sounds so easy. Hey, C.J. Stroud did it, but that's what we'll tell ourselves. That's where we're headed. To put juice back in, if we don't want to liquidate all assets and get rid of names that we love and names that we trust, which, by the way, by the end of the year, you might not love them or trust them anymore, but I'm just speaking to you on October 9th. To not do that means that you're going to go youth again, and you're going to get that guy. I'm telling you, one of those dudes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.